Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Mike Struthers, who's CEO at Empire Metals. How are you today, Mike?
Hello, Zach. I'm fine, thank you. Good to be with you.
Right, you've got some RNS today with some decent highlights regarding what's going on at Empire. Could you run us through the best bits, let's say?
Yeah, sure, Zach. Yeah, so we've announced today that the sale of our Georgian assets to a TSXV-listed company called Candelaria Mining Corporation. The total consideration is 7 million Canadian. It's an all-equity transaction. The initial consideration is 2 million Canadian. So Empire shareholders will have 2 million Canadian equivalent of shares in Candelaria Mining. Then there's some further payments attached to certain technical milestones on the projects in Georgia. As a part of the deal, and to continue to sort of support Empire's interests and maintain my connection with the assets in Georgia, I'm also going to migrate over to Candelaria Mining as their CEO. But I'm going to stay as a director of Empire. So I'll become a non-exec director of Empire, and I'll continue to act in a technical capacity for the company. Really, I see that as more of a change of title for me in Empire. I'll stay on the board, and my colleague Neil O'Brien, who's non-exec chairman of Empire, his role is not going to change, but he's also going to take up a non-exec role with Candelaria. So he'll also be, continuing to look after Empire's shareholder interests by migrating, by taking up a role with Candelaria. Candelaria, a growth story, development projects in Mexico, two gold projects, one's construction ready and the other is a little earlier stage, but has some decent scale, a lot of interest being shown in those projects at the moment. We think it's a really good deal for Empire shareholders. It's been a long road for us in Georgia. We're continuing to push some initiatives there to try to unlock some value. Those who follow the story will know that we secured two out of the three key assets earlier in the year, and we're still, fighting for what we believe are our rights to the rest of the original license area. I'm going to continue to drive those initiatives and try and unlock value for everybody in Georgia as I move to take up this role with Candelaria.
So basically, you've de-risked, or you've sealed at least part of the deal on Georgia. You're getting exposure to Mexico, which is a new thing for you, and hopefully the shares that you've been paid in will grow as well at Candelaria, which is quite a...
Absolutely.
Become an investment company at a good time in the cycle. And obviously, there's still the Eclipse deal as well, and in terms of us seeing what will come out of that.
That's right. I mean, you're right to say it's effectively de-risking from Empire's point of view. It's de-risking, the project, the company with these projects in Georgia. We'll continue to get some exposure there if we can unlock some value. Meanwhile, our focus shifted earlier in the year when we initially did the deal with Money, and then we picked up this interest in Eclipse. And, Eclipse is looking very encouraging. We've got our six-month option period closes in February. As we announced recently, we're actively drilling there at the moment. So we think Eclipse, I'll continue to drive the technical program there, and we think Eclipse is looking pretty good for us. So that's good, and that's where our focus should be. Through this deal, we won't no longer have the burden of having to finance whatever initiatives we drive in Georgia, but Empire shareholders will still enjoy some exposure to that. And if we can eventually unlock some value there, then that's to the benefit of Candelaria and Empire. So, I think it's a great deal for us, and allows us to focus all our efforts and all our finances on developing Eclipse in Australia.
Mike Struthers, CEO at Empire Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.